Acts chapter 2. And as the day of Pentecost was being fulfilled, they were all together in the same place. And suddenly there was a sound out of heaven, as of a rushing violent wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which were distributed, and it sat on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in different tongues, even as the Spirit gave to them to speak forth. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together, and was confounded because each one heard them speaking in his own dialect. And they were amazed and marveled, saying, Behold, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we each hear them in our own dialect in which we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and those dwelling in Mesopotamia, both in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, both in Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and the parts of Libya, around Cyrene, and the sojourning of Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them speaking in our tongues the magnificent works of God. And they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, What does this mean? But others jeered and said, They are full of new wine. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and spoke forth to them, Men of Judea, and all who are dwelling in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is the third hour of the day. But this is what is spoken through the prophet Joel, And it shall be in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream things in dreams. And indeed, upon my slaves, both men and women, I will pour out of my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of the Lord comes. And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man shown by God to you to be approved by works of power and wonders and signs, which God did through him in your midst, even as you yourselves know, this man, delivered up by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, you, through the hand of lawless men, nailed to a cross and killed, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pangs of death, since it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says regarding him, I saw the Lord continually before me, because he is on my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was made glad, and my tongue exalted. Moreover, also my flesh will rest in hope, because you will not abandon my soul to Hades, nor will you permit your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Men, brothers, I can say to you plainly concerning the patriarch David, that he both deceased and was buried, and his tomb is among us until this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him to seat one from the fruit of his loins upon his throne, he, seeing this beforehand, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that neither was he abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we all are witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father, he has poured out this which you both see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, "The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand, until I set your enemies as a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you have crucified." And when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "What should we do, brothers?" And Peter said to them, "Repent, and each one of you be baptized upon the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For to you is the promise, and to your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God calls to himself." And with many other words, he solemnly testified and exhorted them, saying, "Be saved from this crooked generation." Those then who received his word were baptized, and there were added on that day about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles, in the breaking of bread, and the prayers. And fear was upon every soul, and many wonders and signs took place through the apostles. And all those who believed were together and had all things common, and they sold their properties and possessions and divided them to all, as anyone had need. And day by day, continuing steadfastly with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they partook of their food with exultation and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added together day by day those who were being saved.